It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Barry Moore, who represents the 2nd Congressional District of the great state of Alabama. Great to see you.
Great to be here, Tony. Thank you for having me. Yeah, the 2nd District's kind of the southeast Alabama, what we call the Wiregrass in a lot of ways, from Montgomery down to the Florida line, east to Georgia.
What kind of conditions are you seeing as far as weather conditions, growing conditions? What are you seeing right now in that district?
It's spotty because of the thunderstorms. You know, you'll have a thunderstorm come through and get a good bit of rain. I spoke at a church in Headland Sunday, and it was dry over there, but Enterprise was getting rain. So it's just, I think the summer months in south, you know, with the water rolling in off the oceans, you just get spotty storms. So there'll be spots that are dry, and there'll be areas that are growing well and don't need any irrigation.
What about the economic environment? And the reason I ask this was actually a question you and I talked about when we first met, your first year here on Capitol Hill. Has the economy changed any back home?
You know, I don't know that it's changed. I think we're still feeling the bite of inflation. You know, it's a couple things. I think just the runaway spending here in D.C., a lot of COVID money. We spent more money on COVID than we spent fighting World War II in today's dollars. And as we print money in D.C., the farmers' dollars just buy less. The consumers' money buys less because we really don't create much in D.C. but trouble. When we print ink on paper and call it a dollar bill, every time we do that, the one in the American taxpayer's wallet or the consumer's wallet, it devalues that. And so the velocity of that capital is cutting buying power. And so my farmers are feeling that. The everyday Americans trying to put food on the table, they're feeling that. You combine inflation with, of course, the supply chain issues, and man, is it really hitting home.
2023 Farm Bill reauthorization is happening right now. You're a member of the House Ag Committee, also Judiciary Committee, but let's focus on House Ag for just a moment. What are you watching as far as this reauthorization?
So just making sure that reference prices, that's a big thing. We did a lot of farm ag listing sessions, if you will, in the district last year and earlier this year. And as I talked to the farmers, I think the biggest issue is input cost. I mean, you know, that reference price kind of determines, you know, their baseline for production. And when, you know, my cousin's trying to start a farm, I grew up on a farm, and we quit 1980 to drought and army worms. Dad's like, okay, guys, we're going to keep the land, but this farming thing, I don't know. And so my cousin came back about 3 or 4 years ago after he got out of the Marine Corps, and he's trying to start that farm back up, and he's buying equipment, which is terribly expensive. But he told me the other day, he said, man, he said, I budgeted for $3 a gallon diesel fuel. And see, he missed the mark because of our policies here between energy and inflation. So that's the thing that I'm hearing. It's just tough on these young farmers. It's tough on farmers in general. So reference prices have got to be a big part of the negotiation.
We talk reference prices, though. I guess one of the other questions we have is, where do we find additional funds, especially when that debate's pretty heated right now?
Yeah, that's the concern. I mean, how do we, they're saying they don't want to raise the amount, right? So we're trying to negotiate and increase reference prices. So that, to me, is a concern, Tony. And, of course, the amount of money that goes into food programs rather than production is always a concern for me. When I, as a, you know, being new on Ag Committee, and as I listen and I get the numbers and I see what's being put out, I'm like, you know, so much of the money, I think it's 82%, really goes towards SNAP and programs like that. So the production agriculture really gets a small percentage. And my concern is it's getting less and less. And so those are the things, those are the areas I'm trying to bring concern to. I'm speaking my mind. I'm telling them where I am on this. And I want it to be a farm bill, not just a food bill.
You talk about getting less and less. Isn't that almost describing the chicken industry and some of the challenges we've had, especially when it comes to China?
Yeah, it seems like that China's not playing fair. I know you find that hard to believe, Tony, but we have agreements, but it seems like, especially concerning the influenza issues, I think our farmers, our producers are doing what they're supposed to be doing, but China's just not playing the way we expect them to. They're not honoring the agreement, and so that's one of the areas we're trying to put pressure on, because a lot of our market is international, and it allows us to produce here. And of course, we've got a great, I think, one of the best industries in the world as far as producing. But it's tough if you don't have that consumer overseas. And so we've got to negotiate with governments. And from a geopolitical standpoint, even the people that are not always our friends, we've got to be tough on negotiating. They're going to need our food. They're going to need our fiber. So we need to make sure that we're treated fairly in the marketplace.
Let's talk about peanuts for a moment. This will be the first opportunity for me to talk peanuts here at the Capitol this go-around. What are you watching as far as peanuts in the industry right now?
Well, programs, you know, a lot of things. Like I said, of course, reference prices hits all your ag products. But I think, too, just alpha toxins and the way in Europe right now, I think American peanut producers are being punished. So we've been on some letters. I brought this up in some hearings because other areas of the globe, they get a little bit of a waiver in a sense of how they're scored on alpha toxin. And American-produced peanuts are kind of held to a higher standard. And listen, our farmers are great. And we got great standards, but I think the market ought to be a level playing field. And so that's one of the things. I have the second largest peanut producing district in the country. And so it's a big part of my market, and that's a big part of our focus. And we're going to try to take care of our peanut producers if we can. And I think a good level, again, like with China and Europe, we've got to have them buying our peanuts as well.
Okay, so you've been here a few years now. Are you as optimistic as you were when you first got here? Because I remembered the conversation and actually talking with your chief of staff, and she just said, what a great guy you were, and she was so excited to work for you because of the optimism that you had and your desire to get here and make things happen. Do you still have that?
Well, you know, I pray a lot more. I think, you know, Psalms 119:105 says thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so I don't always have the answers, but I know we're called to this. I didn't want to do this. I felt called to be here. It's a miracle that I am here. And so in a lot of ways, my optimism really plays out through my faith and how I trust the process. I don't have the answers, but I know who does. And so the job is to stay plugged in and try to speak truth and try to make sure that I save this nation for our kids and grandkids. And, you know, it's a daunting task. And sure, I thought I knew coming up here that you wouldn't change it overnight. It didn't get like this overnight. But every little incremental change we can make for the better of the country is worth the fight.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time. Wish you the best.
Thank you, sir.
Again, it's the Honorable Barry Moore representing the 2nd Congressional District of Alabama, member of the House Ag Committee, and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.